Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, it's hard to believe that a new school year is coming up fast. Our school here is starting in about 3 weeks. Some schools across the country are already back in session. Now is the time to start preparing your child for their return to school. We found this article from care.com with a whopping 101 tips to help you prepare your family for the transition back to school mode. Now I've got my youngest is now going to be a freshman in high school, if you can believe it. Definitely getting a little anxious as far as getting him prepared for just a transition from middle school to a much larger campus. So I'm a little bit anxious for him, but we've got a good school system, got a lot of helpers and guides in place to help make the transition a little bit better. And I think, honestly, I think he's a little bit excited about going because then he gets to see friends that he hasn't seen for a couple of years because they have moved on to the high school while he was still in middle school. So I think he's a little bit excited about that. But, yeah, I wanted to share some of these tips. I'm not going to share the whole 101 tips. There's a lot. But I do want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right of that blog, type in Back to School Tips 2023, and it will bring you to the post associated with today's podcast with a link to the article from care.com so you can read all of the tips that they have to help make getting back to school, getting into back to school mode a little bit easier. So the first tip I have for you is set the sleep schedule. Start setting your children's sleep schedule about 2 weeks before school starts. Getting them used to a consistent sleep schedule should help cut down on the frustrations associated with getting them up for school. So about 2 weeks prior, you know, right now you're in summertime mode, no school mode, and, you know, the kids, you know, most kids are able to stay up, you know, as late as, you know, 9, 10 o'clock. You know, the younger ones may be able to stay up till 8, and then they can sleep in until, you know, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning without having to deal with any consequences. Well, about 2 weeks prior to that, if you've got younger ones, you know, they should be in bed by, what, 7, 7:30. Older ones, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, so that they can get up at, you know, 6:30 to start the day, depending on when your bus comes, when your school starts. I know my youngest, his school is going to start at like 7:45 or something like that. So we got to make sure that we wake him up at least an hour beforehand at 6:30 to get him up so he can begin his day and start waking up. So again, just start that sleep schedule about 2 weeks prior. I think that will really help with, you know, just getting them used to being in a routine again as far as the sleep schedule goes. Second tip I have for you is shop wisely. Most schools have a supply list available on their website or often at local major retailers such as Walmart or Target. Like, you can go in the school supply section at our local Target here and, you know, you look up West Ottawa Schools or Holland Public Schools or Zeeland Public Schools. They've got a generalized list of items that your child may need as far as school supplies. It may be also a good idea to reach out to your children's teachers to find out if there are specific items they will need for class. Sometimes a teacher will email parents a couple weeks beforehand just as an introduction, saying, hey, you know, this is Mr. Jones. I'm excited to have your kid in my class. You know, as far as the list that you see on our school website or at Walmart or Target, these are the items that we really need for class. These other things are, if you've got the money, you know, go ahead and purchase them. But hopefully the teachers will be reaching out and letting you know what they're going to need. Because the school lists at the, you know, on a website or at the retailer may be generalized. These are items that most teachers require your child to have. When you get to high school, it may be more specific stuff, like if they're taking algebra or some other higher math, they may need a graphing calculator and some additional items. So, you know, shop wisely. You know, do your research. Right now, there are a lot of back-to-school sales going on all over the place. You can go to places like slickdeals.net to see what the latest deals are for back-to-school items. But really, just shop around. Reuse what you can from the previous year, but at least make sure your child has some new supplies as well. One thing that I always look forward to growing up, and this is how old I am, was being able to get a new Trapper Keeper every year. You know, the Trapper Keeper went through hell every school year. We would, you know, decorate it ourselves. We would slit the top of the there's like what do you call it? A cover. We would slice it at the top so we could put our own, you know, drawings that we've done, or if there's a something we ripped out of a magazine, we could slide it in there just to make it our own, you know, and end up duct taping it closed and, you know, doing all sorts of things, you know, writing inside of them, inside the covers and everything. But that was one thing I looked forward to every year, was getting myself a new Trapper Keeper. So make sure that, you know, if the backpack looks good, if it's sturdy, if they enjoyed it last year, then, you know, definitely try to reuse that. But again, if, you know, new folders, just give them at least something new, something that they can take to school and kind of show off and just know that, you know, they have the confidence of saying, hey, I've got something brand new that I'm bringing to school with me. So the next tip I have for you is prepare ahead. Have your child pack their own backpacks and organize their school supplies. Let them choose their first day of school clothes and have them laid out or set aside the night before. Giving your child the responsibility to, you know, pack up their own pencil case, you know, load up their own backpack, and even pick out their own school clothes. It gives them a little bit of confidence, a little bit of, hey, you know, I'm doing this myself. I'm gonna do well in school. I can handle this. I'm doing this. I'm a little bit older. I can handle some of this stuff. It just gives them a little boost of confidence to be able to pack their own backpack or organize their school supplies, and also, you know, the feeling of being able to choose their first day of school clothes. That's something as far as shop wisely as well. You know, at least get them one outfit for school. You know, I know times are tight right now, and, you know, for a lot of people. But again, it's just that help them with their confidence to have one outfit that they can wear on the first day of school. You know, will really help set the stage for their confidence, especially if they're nervous, you know, going into a new grade or maybe even going to a new school like my son is. He's going from a middle school to a high school. So it's a whole new environment. And I think that for him, you know, being able to pick out his own clothes that he's going to wear on the first day of school, I think that's going to give him a lot of confidence. So definitely prepare ahead. Next tip is, this sounds cheesy, I know, but validate their feelings, okay? It may feel like, you know, a guidance counselor, oh, you got to, you know, validate their feelings. But in reality, many children will have anxiety about the first day of school. Talk with your children about their concerns and answer any questions they may have. You may not remember what it was like to go to school on the first day. You may not have those memories of being anxious about where to go, having a new teacher that you may have seen on the playground or seen in the lunchroom, but really haven't talked to or gotten to know. Being concerned about getting on the bus for the first time or having to get on a different bus and having to remember that bus number once you get out of school, to remember what bus you need to be on. A lot of things that your child may be anxious about. But go ahead and validate their feelings. If they're acting out a little bit a few days before school, just sit them down and say, hey, you know, first day of school is coming up. You know, is there any anxiety or you know, what kind of feelings do you have about going to school? Just let them open up to you and listen to what they have to say. Don't poo-poo their concerns. They'll say, man up. You can handle it. You know, just listen and be understanding. And again, answer any questions they may have. You know, it's like, what if I forget my lunch money? Or what if this happens? Just answer their questions. That's what they're looking for. So, again, just validate their feelings. Last tip I want to share with you is prepare a morning checklist. Younger children may respond better to getting ready for school by having a checklist of items that need to be completed, from brushing their hair to packing their lunch. Make a game of it by timing their routine and have them try to best their time each day. You know, maybe get one of those erasable whiteboards that you can put on your refrigerator or that you can, you know, attach to a door and have written out the stuff they need to do. And once they get it done, they go over there and they check it off. And again, you can have a stopwatch. You know, you look at your watch, you have a stopwatch, you say, okay, get ready and go. Have them, you know, wash their face, wash their hands, get their fresh clothes on, brush their hair, brush their teeth, get their backpack together, get their lunch together. You know, just make it a game. Have fun with it. It may not be something that will last, but at least for the first few weeks of school, I think that will really help them, especially the younger children, help them be excited about getting up and getting ready for school, because then they can say, man, you know, I bested that time by 2 seconds from yesterday, or wow, I shaved off 30 seconds from last week. Just an accomplishment, just a goal that they've achieved is something to look forward to. So be sure to check out the full article with all 101 tips to help you prepare for the school year. And again, that's going to be at care.com. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. That'll be listening later on. In the upper right of the blog, just type in Back to School Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast with a link to that article from care.com with all 101 tips on preparing your kids for getting back to school. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that, too. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week and have fun.